Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. From a young age, Larry D. McClure's life was rife with tragedy following the deaths of his cousins, neighbor, father, and twin brother. This series of unfortunate events set him on a course to find answers as to why his life was filled with so much pain. His book, Godward, The Prodigal Steps, compiles the answers he found to this burning question over a 40-year period. Though originally not intended to be published, after many years of research and study, Larry came to realize that others could benefit from this powerful and life-changing experience. Larry is just an ordinary man with an extraordinary God. Having been born in poverty, he had the pleasure of sharing the company of others from all walks of life, and he found through many conversations that each of us wants the same thing, to know the truth. Many, he found, went through their whole life never having found that answer. Larry D. McClure works in lease administration, property management for a real estate investment company, and Larry McClure, author of Godward, The Prodigal Steps, is our guest on This Week in America. Larry, welcome to the program.
It's also a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Rick.
This is such an important book and a moving book, and I want to start with the inspiration for this. What led you on this path? I said it took years of study, but what led you to the book?
Well, like your introduction said, at a very young age, I had a lot of tragedies. There was eight of us in the family, and we were pretty much poor, to say the least, and my mother and father didn't go to church, but our next door neighbors, the Hammondtrees, did. And my mother had two sets of twins, which I was one of the twins. The first set died before I was born. And Gary and I were both kind of a novelty in the community. We were the only twins around. So our next door neighbors loved to take us to church, show us off in our cute little, you know, matching outfits.
Yes.
Cotton white hair, you know. So, but about 8 years old, for some reason, after the preacher had finished the service and had an altar call, I decided to go up front and give my life to the Lord and be baptized, and which was kind of unusual for a kid that age. But my twin brother also decided that, you know, he would do the same thing, because we always did everything together, so we were baptized together. But right after that, my cousin, Larry McClure, who shared the same name, died in a car wreck. He was just right out of high school. And then next year, Mr. Hammondtree, that was taking us to church, he died of cancer. The next year, my father died of cancer. The next year, my twin brother died of a brain tumor. And I spent those two or three years that Daddy and Gary were sick, I spent a lot of time with relatives. And one of my relatives, my father's brother, had kids about my age. They were about 2 or 3 years older than me, and I really enjoyed being with them because they were, you know, good playmates. And they were shot and killed about two blocks from their house the year after that, after Gary died. So it kind of, you know, led me on this quest of, you know, what was going on? Why is all this happening? Why is this tragedy, you know, in our family and all these things happening to us? I mean, I wasn't even 13 years old yet.
That is a lot for anybody to go through. And the list, and I did a brief list in the beginning, you went through some others, and what you went through at that young age and what you had to deal with. You started on this quest. Talk about that and the information that you came across that you have in your book. The book is Godward, The Prodigal Steps. How did that quest begin, and where did you get all the information that's in the book?
Well, the burning question kept, you know, was in the back of my mind. Of course, I lived in the world like everybody else, and, you know, I went through marriages and jobs and things, but the calling was always there. There was this, you know, this nagging of, you know, the spiritualness in me to get these answers and find, you know, the truth. So just little by little, I started attending churches and went to probably every church in town looking for answers. And I just couldn't find the information that I was looking for. You know, they just didn't have, you know, what I needed. So I decided to drop out and started to study on my own. My sister introduced me to Edgar Casey. I'm sure a lot of your listeners probably have heard of Edgar
Yes.
Casey. And from there, it just one thing led to another. I got into the Unity Metaphysics Dictionary. I read the Gospel of Thomas, Dead Sea Scrolls, anything that I could get my hands on that, you know, could give me an answer to what I was looking for. And I just found multiple sources, and it was so interesting that as one, you know, I thought I had the information that I needed, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's something else came up, and it just kept coming and coming, and it took over 40 years of me studying, because it was just, it became my obsession to, you know, to learn the truth.
How did you go about, as you were compiling this information, some probably at odds with what you were taught in church, how did you go about sorting out all of the different information to make sure what you were understanding was accurate? What was that process like?
Well, with probably the Gospel of Thomas really changed a lot of my understanding, and in the first part of it, it says, you know, the seeker will seek, and when he finds, he'll be disturbed, and after being disturbed, he'll be amazed, and after being amazed, he will rule over the all. And that is truly the way it happened, because the way I was taught in the Baptist church was, this was blasphemy. You know, the people that I wanted to talk to about it, they didn't want to hear it, because they just, you know, felt that it was outside the Bible or the, you know, the King James Version, and
yes,
they didn't want anything to do with it.
The name of the book is Godward, The Prodigal Steps. The author is Larry McClure, McClure. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places. Larry's website is GodwardTheProdigalSteps.com. I'll give you that throughout the conversation. It's on our website, so you can go there, a link, and go directly to Larry's website and get information there. I mentioned this did not start out to be a book. Publication was probably the furthest thing from your mind when you started this. What made you change your mind? What made you decide, okay, this is a book, I really need to share this with others?
Well, like you said, it was just my quest and my obsession. And, you know, it was just, you know, I didn't like who I was and the way things were going in my life. And I just, you know, I was really just doing this for myself. And I went through, you know, years, and finally, after about 40 years, I felt that I had the answers. I was very happy with where I was at in life, and felt really good. And I'd spent so much time writing and studying that I had kind of let myself go, and I'd gained a little weight. I love hiking and mountain biking, so I want to get back in shape. And so I started lifting some weights, and I had this severe sharp pain in my side, and I thought I'd just, you know, maybe pulled a muscle or something. And it continued to get worse, and my boss, she insisted that I go to the doctor and get it checked. So I did, and they did an x-ray of my chest. Everything was good. They did an ultrasound on my liver and found some fatty tissue, and the doctor said, well, let's do an MRI just to make sure everything on the inside is, you know, okay. So I had an appointment on Wednesday, and he called me on Monday to come into the office, and I knew that wasn't good when the doctor calls you 2 days in advance. So he came in, sat down, he couldn't even look at me. He said, it's bad. I said, what do you mean bad? He said, it's terminal. He said, you got stage 4 cancer. You're probably not going to live but just a few months. And this was in 2017.
It's just amazing. And what happened from there? There was an incident that you had that with someone from your past life. Talk about that, the way everything sort of fit together here at that point.
Well, you know, it was strange that I didn't cry, I wasn't upset. You know, I felt that I was, like I said, in a good place, and I figured that this was just my time to go. You know, my father died at 45, my twin brother at 12. So I figured, you know, I knew it was coming sooner or later. I didn't really think I'd live this long. So I went to an oncologist, and of course he had confirmed, you know, what the other doctor had said. And I took my brother with me and told him, I said, well, you know, the doctor said that I might live 2 years with treatment. And I said, well, I don't want to take treatment. I've seen what had happened to my, you know, brother and father. And I said, the only thing hanging out there is my son. I hadn't seen my son in 15 years. And I told my brother, I said, if I don't get some, you know, sign from God, that I'm going to go ahead and take, you know, this diagnosis, but I said, I'd really love to, reconcile with my son. And he said, well, I don't think we're going to do that. So I had an MRI scheduled for Monday, and my insurance wouldn't approve it, so they moved it to Friday, and I was in a lot of pain. So I asked my brother, because I was on a lot of pain medication, to take me into work, because I wanted to go into work. I didn't want to sit around. So my boss, she was headed to Atlanta for a meeting and got to Cartersville, Georgia, and there was a blocking the interstate. There was a car wreck. So she turned around and came back. So we're sitting there at lunch, and she said, do you have anything to for lunch? And I said, no, I'll just walk to one of the restaurants. She said, no, I'll drive you somewhere. So we went down and sat at one of our local restaurants, and we were sitting there talking, and I looked over, and there were four guys sitting next to us, and one of them waved at me, and I said, I waved back, and my boss said, you know them? I said, no, I ain't got a clue. And then it hit me. I said, that's my son. And she said, no way. I said, yeah, I know it is. And she said, well, you got to go over and talk to him. So I went over, and wow. I said, aren't you my – I said, don't I know you? And he said, yeah, I'm your son, Michael. And I said, well, Michael, I got some bad news. I got about 6 months to live. And I said, I'd really like for me and you to work out our problems. And he said, yeah, Dad, I'd like to do it also. And so it's been great ever since. I got to see him get married. We now have a grandchild. So it's just been a wonderful time.
Fantastic. And you're obviously doing well now. This was, what, 2017, you say, and here you are today. And published author, you've got reconciled with your son, you've got the grandchild. You're doing well?
I am. I've been cancer-free for over a year now, and I'm definitely a miracle. I mean, my doctors and people can't believe I'm still living, because it was really that bad. I mean, my liver was probably 90% lesions. I mean, it was definitely terminal. But, once you read my book and, you understand how things work, it was just part of the journey. I mean, it took cancer to restore my family. I tell everybody that cancer for me was a blessing, because it brought everything back together.
The book is Godward, The Prodigal Steps. Our guest is the author, Larry McClure. His website is GodwardTheProdigalSteps.com. We've got all of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk specifically about the book. Tell me a little bit about the book. I just barely touched the surface in the beginning, and it's actually two books. Explain Godward, The Prodigal Steps to us.
You're right. It is two books. The first book that was written was The Prodigal Steps. And during my studies, there was a relative of mine. He was a preacher. He gave me a copy of the Thomas Study Guide Bible. He said it would help me in my studies. And I saw a graphic of the prodigal steps. It was like steps leading down, and then there was a guy down on his knees praying, and then there was steps going up. And I found out that this is in the Gospel of Luke, and it's based on the lost son, the prodigal son, that there were 14 steps that he went through his journey from his father's home back to the pig pen, what I call the pig pen, and then back. So the first seven steps are based on really the body. It's based on self-will, and how self-will leads to selfishness, and then selfishness leads to separation, sensuality, spiritual destruction, self-abasement, and starvation. So all of our self-willed thoughts and self-willed actions go through these steps. So the prodigal son ends up, he goes to his father, wants his part of inheritance, so he takes his inheritance, and of course he goes out and squanders it, and ends up the only job he can find is feeding pigs, and he's not at work. That he's not worth as much as the pigs are worth to the owner. So he decides that he would rather be just a servant in his father's house, because he knew he'd have clothes and food. So he makes the move to go back home. And those seven steps is he has realization, resolve, repent, return, reconcile, reclothe, and rejoice. So these are the 14 steps that we all go through because of selfishness. And what I found is, and I mean, it's all through the Bible, and of course I cover it all in my book, that these steps have to be reversed. It's like, I call it the undoing. What has been done has to be undone. And once you start reading the book, you'll understand that, this was the purpose of Jesus to come and undo what Adam, the first man, had done and reverse all these steps and reverse the curse that was on mankind.
The book is Godward, The Prodigal Steps. Larry McClure is the author and our guest on the program. Talk about it being two books, The Prodigal Steps you touched on. What is the Godward about?
Well, I went through these steps. These are not just steps. And I guess that's why it took so long, in so many years, because these steps take a long time to reverse. I in my life, and I'm sure in most people's life, you end up at the pig pen. The pig pen is where you meet yourself, and you have to understand yourself. And once you meet yourself, you got to deal with all the things that you've done in your life. So that sometimes, if it takes 20 years to do these things, it might take 20 years to undo them. So that's kind of the way it was in my life.
Yes.
But to help make more sense of why selfishness was such a problem and these steps are so important, I wrote the book Godward. And in the Gospel of Thomas, the disciples asked Jesus, tell us about the end. And Jesus said, the end? He said, you don't know the beginning. He said, no, when you know the beginning, you'll know the end. So that made my research go back as far as I could go to the beginning to find out where it all started. And what I found was, this was a lot of the information out of the Law of One, or the material of Ra. And it starts with spirit and the creation of God and how God wants to experience himself and know himself. And once he wants to know himself, he creates another person, or this, what we call the perfect idea son, so he'll be known. And the son follows the steps of the prodigal son. He decides that he don't want to be with God. He wants to be like God. So he ends up being the natural man, and what we call Adam. And then we trace Adam's lineage and his son and children through pretty much two paths. There's the path of selfishness and the path of serving others. And then, of course, it ends, with the New Testament. So what happens is the spirit man becomes the natural man, and then the natural man is reborn as spirit man. So this is the steps that we go through, or need to go through, to make a transition in our life to go back to where we came from, which is spirit.
With us on the program is Larry McClure. He is the author of Godward, The Prodigal Steps. His website is GodwardTheProdigalSteps.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. Information you can order from his website as well. We have all of this on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. So much to talk about. Time is going so quickly in our conversation with Larry today. I recommend you go to the website and get information. You can order the book there as well. What other topics do you cover in the book, Godward, The Prodigal Steps?
Well, the book, like I say, it wasn't meant to be a book, so it was a lot of different topics that I was interested in. So I wrote a lot of papers, just studying different topics. And those topics range from heaven and hell, to the law of one, to the law of mind action, to consciousness, to the mind, body, and soul, to Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, among other things. There's so many topics that, go along with religion. And I know that, everybody I've talked to have these same questions. Is this stuff real? Is it something we need to be concerned about? And so I try to cover that and use these other sources like Edgar Cayce and the Book of Rob to help explain, to give you more information than what the Bible doesn't tell you.
It's an opportunity for us to take advantage of the 40 years of research that Larry has done into this. These are all questions that we all have asked from time to time, and Larry has extensively researched these, reflected in the book, Godward, The Prodigal Steps. What's the target audience? Who are you gearing this for?
Well, I really think it's more for people like me that are searching for answers, and mainly the Christian community, because this is biblical based. So I think the most of the people I've talked to, Christians, especially the older crowd, they're the ones with, you know, these questions, because they've been sitting in church most of their life, and they still wonder why life is the way it is. I mean, why is things still going on? Why are we still, you know, I'm saved, baptized, things should be better, but they're not. So they're all looking for answers. But the book is about selfishness. So selfishness is in the world. So I don't care if you're, you know, a Muslim, you know, if you're India, whatever nationality or religion you are, selfishness covers the world. So, you know, it may be just based on, you know, my background as far as, you know, the Bible goes, but it still touches everybody's life. Selfishness is the original sin, and it's what's causing all of our problems in the world.
How important was it for you to do this research? In doing the research, did it satisfy the curiosity, the questions that you had? Was this sufficient to give you the answers you were looking for?
Yes, and it, you know, I just couldn't wait to share it with others. And of course, I was zealous on a lot of it, and I had a couple of churches, you know, that didn't want me to come around because
yes.
I was, you know, talking about these subjects that they don't really like to talk about. But what happened was, once I, you know, this is where the cancer plays its part. We, once I was in the infusion center and around all these people that were like me dying, you know, of some disease, I started, you know, talking to them and giving them hope. And my family, my sister and brother-in-law came and sat with me. And I'd take these writings and give it to them, and we'd talk about it. I called it our chemo sessions. And I seen what it was doing to them and how it was changing them. Even my brother looked at me and he said, "Larry, I get this." He said, "You know, I thought you were crazy talking about this stuff." He said, "I thought you'd been living out there in the woods too long by yourself." And I said, "No, this stuff's really," he said, "well, I can't dispute it." And he's now, you know, talking to his pastors and people. So I thought, you know, well, if I could do that for my brother, I can do this for anyone. And so I decided to start putting it in book form. I kind of rushed it because I didn't really know how much time I had left to live. So it took me about a year to get it all together and get it published. So, you know, I apologize if it's kind of out of order or there may be some mistakes there. But, you know, I was just my impending death. I wanted to leave something behind that, you know, that would help others.
Well, and you've done that, and there is so much in this book, Godward, The Prodigal Steps. What are your future plans? You did an excellent job in gathering this information and compiling it, putting it in rational order, and publishing the book. Are you thinking about another book?
I've got probably enough information for two more books.
Interesting, yes.
And, you know, if I stay healthy, and I'm already starting to put together the next one. It really should be a trilogy. The next step would be Godward, The Wilderness Journey, because there's seven more steps that you got to go through through the wilderness. And then the next book would be Godward, The Promised Land. So once you make this transformation, then you're ready to enter what we call the Promised Land and use all this information. Because once you understand this, Rick, it's just powerful. I mean, it's powerful your life and others. I mean, it made so much sense to me, you know, and once I started using it, my life just changed. I mean, everything that had been stolen from me, just like the Bible said, was returned. I mean, it was put back in place because I sought the kingdom first, and then everything else was added in its time and space.
The book is changing lives quite literally. Godward, The Prodigal Steps by Larry McClure. That's McClure. His website is GodwardTheProdigalSteps.com. KingPagesPress.com, the author's marketing consultant, arranged our conversation today. Larry, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I wish you continued good health. The great news that things are going well. That means you've got another book to write out there, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about it. So that will be good. Continued good health, and thank you so much for sharing this very important message with us on the program.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate this.
It's a pleasure to have with us on the program Larry McClure. The book, again, is Godward, The Prodigal Steps. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. More importantly, at Larry's website, GodwardTheProdigalSteps.com. You can find all of this and link on directly to Larry's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. or taking a break and then back more on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.